Walker watched the kids disappear up the stairs with a wry smile and a shake of his head. He'd have done the same thing at that age. Speaking of which, he nods at the petite blonde to catch her attention. How long do you think they'll be? He jerks his head to the stairs. She doesn't pretend not to know what he's talking about and giggles cutely. Kenna wants him bad. I figure an hour or so. Walker rolls his eyes and pats his lap. The pretty little barmaid slides onto his legs without hesitation, and he puts a firm hand around her thighs to keep her steady. He offers her a drink from his mug and smiles fondly when she coughs a bit. Not the smoothest ale I've had, he acknowledges. I'm Walker. How much? Again, she pleases him by not being coy. 10. I'm Hannah. He nods, accepting the price. She shifts on his lap, pressing against his rising interest. Where? Is the pantry okay? All the rooms are rented for the night. He nods and helps her off his lap. When he stands, she comes to mid-chest, a tempting little bite that nearly makes him growl with just her nearness. Hannah eagerly takes his hand and pulls him through the dim pub, pausing only to gesture at the remaining barmaid, a plump and pretty girl with long curly hair, to let her know that she was going. She leads him through the kitchen and into a cool dark room. She lets go of his hand, and he hears a match scratch. Then the warm light of an oil lamp illuminates the sacks of grain and barrels of salted pork and corned beef. The air is sweet with the smell of last fall's apples. Without another word, Hannah loosens her bodice and pulls her dress over her head, standing bare before him. Walker notices approvingly that she looks clean. Tasty, too. Small tits, barely there, but with lushly curved hips and a plush, dimpled ass. Her nipples were large and hard in the cool room. She pauses to let him look his fill, then bites her lip and advances, reaching for his shirt. Walker helps her out, shrugging it off, pulling open his trousers and pulling off his boots. He keeps his pants on and sits down in a comfortable nest of flour sacks, leaning back against a bag of rice as he strokes his hardening cock. Come suck me, he instructs, and she obediently drops to her knees in front of his makeshift chair, eagerly licking up his shaft to the sensitive head, driving him wild with flutters of her hot, wet tongue, her quiet hums of pleasure vibrating through him. He lets his head fall back and thrusts towards her mouth, groaning with pleasure. He laces his fingers through her hair and begins to direct her, still letting her lick. Fuck, you're good at that. He feels her smile against him as he moves her head down to have her lick his balls. A small growl of pleasure escapes when she sucks each gently into her mouth, still swirling her magical tongue around them. She moves one hand to his shaft, the other slipping between her own thighs. He hears how wet she is, the slick sounds making him even harder for her. He gasps out all his breath as he guides her back to his head and she takes him deeply into her mouth, sucking gently, tapping with her tongue and stroking him with her hand at the same time. Hannah's hand moves up from between her legs, slickly covered with her own juices, and she begins to pump his cock, covering him in her wetness as she moves her other hand down to cup and gently pull at his balls. She's squirming on her knees, squeezing her thighs together to stimulate herself. You like this, don't you, baby? Walker rumbles in his deep voice. Her enthusiastic nod makes him groan again. Get up here and ride me, he says, pulling her off his dick while she whimpers in protest at being denied her reward. He helps her up to straddle his legs, kissing her deeply. He admires the passion-glazed look in her pretty green eyes, then kisses, sucking her tongue into his mouth. Trailing kisses down her neck, bites gently at her shoulder while he parts his soft, wet folds with his fingers and guides her to take his big cock. Yes, yes, she whimpers, trying to rub her nipples against his bare chest. Walker chuckles, filling her completely and reaching to give her the stimulation that she craves, rolling and pinching those little berries, leaving her gasping and panting as she begins to slide on him. She's so wet, he can feel her juices dripping down to soak his pants, and her eagerness makes him shudder. He brings his mouth to those lovely tits, sucking and biting as he moves both hands to her hips, pushing down hard and drawing her up slowly. He can tell by her sobbing breaths that she's close to coming already. Still firmly guiding her movements with one hand, He moves the other where he can cup her mound, moving his thumb against her hard little clit with firm strokes. He sends her over the edge. Twitching and moaning, she clenches around him, pulling his head firmly to her for a savage kiss as she shudders her release. Walker makes a low noise and holds her to him as he rolls her over onto the sacks and starts to drive into her, both hands on her hips, not letting her catch her breath as he fucks her deep and hard. With a strangled groan, he finds his peak, pumping his seed into her sweet wet hole, stroking it deep as he bites her shoulder harder this time, and she shivers under him, breathing hard and clutching him to her with her arms around his chest. He lays on top of her for a moment, savoring the feel of her, the slide of sweat-damp skin, her smell, the sound of her breathing. "There's something else sugar sweet," he murmurs against her neck, and she giggles, in no hurry to rejoin the rest of the world. "You're not too bad yourself." She unwraps herself from his body with a sigh. Reluctantly, he draws out, his cum bubbling from her as he withdraws from her body and stands, fastening his trousers again. She smiles up at him tenderly, running her hand through the mixture of their juices. Walker sits on a sack of oats and pulls his shirt back on.
"You know, you're really good at that. What the hell are you doing in a little town like this?"
Hannah giggles as she pulls her dress back over her head and smooths it down her front. "I'm not that good. Besides, I was born here."
"No, no, little miss. You certainly are that good."
He shakes his head at her as he stuffs his hat back on his head.
"If I gave you traveling money and the name of a house that would be happy to have you, would you go?"
She looks at him warily for a moment. "Really?"
"Yeah. I wouldn't pull your leg about something like that. You deserve better than this. Most of the girls at the Nest don't stay there for but a year or so until they find the noble they like best to take care of them."
Hannah nods slowly. Walker crouches down next to her and puts his hand on her leg.
"Hannah, I'm not kidding. You've got in you to do wonderful things for some poor man who needs it. Here."
He slips 3 silver coins from his purse and presses them into her hand.
"Take this. Make your way to the capital city. Go to the part of town called the Reaches. You'll want to go to a house called the Nest. Speak to Robin. He runs the place. Tell him Walker sent you. He'll treat you right and take you under his wing. The Nest ain't like some places. They really treat their girls right and they don't take advantage of them."
Walker finishes dressing and looks back at where Hannah is staring at him with wide eyes. He bends and plants a kiss on the top of her shining head.
"Next time I come to the Nest, I expect thank you kisses, sweetling. I'll pay the barkeep for you. I know they get itchy when their girls actually touch the money they earned."
With one final gruff backwards look, Walker returns to the common room, paying the barkeep on his way past. He picks up his tankard and stares into the fire, waiting for the dark-haired barmaid to come downstairs so he can go up and get some sleep.